This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The Union Cabinet has approved two projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. These projects include Koderma Barkakana doubling and Bellary Chikjajur doubling rail line. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the Koderma Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometres will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population.
कोडरमा बरकाकाना डबलिंग 133 किलोमीटर ये प्रोजेक्ट 3063 करोड़ का है और ये काफी लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस प्रोजेक्ट है 133 किलोमीटर का है और ये पटना और रांची के बीच में शॉर्टेस्ट लाइन है इसको डबल करने से पटना से रांची के बीच में मूवमेंट काफी स्मूथ हो जाएगा और हजारीबाग छतरा कोडरमा रामगढ़ ये जो जिले हैं इन जिलों को अच्छी कनेक्टिविटी इससे मिलेगी 938 विलेजेस कवर होते हैं और 15 लाख पॉपुलेशन को इसका बेनिफिट मिलता है 17 मेजर ब्रिजेस हैं 180 माइनर ब्रिजेस हैं 42 फ्लाईओवर्स हैं 33 अंडरपासेस हैं और 30 मिलियन टन कार्गो इस डबलिंग के बाद में एक्स्ट्रा इस लाइन पे जाएगा
Mr. Vaishnav said the second project, Bellary Chikjajur doubling line of 185 kilometers, will connect Mangalore port to Secunderabad.
बल्लारी चिकजाजूर ये आंध्र प्रदेश और प्राइमरीली कर्नाटका में ये प्रोजेक्ट है ये बहुत लंबा प्रोजेक्ट है 185 किलोमीटर्स की डबलिंग है ये 3342 करोड़ रुपीस का प्रोजेक्ट है साउथ वेस्टर्न एरिया में मैंगलोर पोर्ट इज द मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट पोर्ट इट विल बेसिकली कनेक्ट द हिंटरलैंड एफिशिएंटली विद द मैंगलोर पोर्ट बल्लारी चिकजाजूर दिस मीन्स लॉट ऑफ ट्रैफिक विच कम्स फ्रॉम पार्ट्स ऑफ आंध्रा ऑल द वे अप टू सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वहां से एक वेस्ट कोस्ट पे पोर्ट को कनेक्टिविटी मिलेगी सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वगैरह एरिया के लिए केवल एक कृष्णापट्टनम पोर्ट अवेलेबल था अभी तक इस लाइन के पूरा होने से मैंगलोर पोर्ट भी अवेलेबल हो जाएगा
Railways Ministry has said that only those users will be able to book online Tatkal tickets through IRCTC website and app from the 1st of next month who have authenticated their account with Aadhaar. The step has been taken to ensure fair and transparent access to Tatkal tickets and to safeguard the interest of passengers. Indian Railways has announced key modifications in the Tatkal ticket booking system. According to the new scheme, Aadhaar-based OTP authentication will be mandatory for online Tatkal bookings from 15th of July this year. Tatkal tickets booked at computerized passenger reservation system counters and through authorized agents will require OTP authentication sent to the mobile number provided by the user at the time of booking. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's unwavering dedication to welfare-driven development, ensuring that various pro-people schemes reach the maximum number of citizens. According to the latest data from the International Labour Organization, India's social security coverage has increased from 19% in 2015 to 64.3% in 2025. Responding to a social media post by Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, Mr. Modi lauded the commendable rise in effectiveness and outreach of these initiatives. The World Bank has pegged India's economic growth projection at 6.3% for the financial year 2025-26, stating that the country is projected to maintain the fastest growth rate among the world's largest economy. According to the World Bank's latest Global Economic Prospects report, India's growth moderated to FY 2024-25 due to deceleration in industrial output growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today discussed further strengthening of India-EU parliamentary ties, building upon shared values of democracy and pluralism with the President of European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, in Brussels. In a social media post after the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said he valued her positive sentiments on advancing India-EU partnership in trade, technology and security. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that monsoon is likely to be in active phase with heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places and extremely heavy falls at isolated places over South Peninsula, India, Konkan and Goa. In the Cricket World Test Championship final, the match is underway between Australia and South Africa at the Lord's Cricket Ground. Australia were 94 for 4 in 30 overs against South Africa when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.